I'll be reading Proverbs, the third chapter, the first through the eighth verse. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring your peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Build them around your neck. Write them on the table, your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourish to your bone. This is the word of the Lord. I have read Proverbs, the third chapter, 1 through 8 verse.
Drawing on the larger scriptural context just read, we focus on the first two verses of Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let us bow. Great and holy God, empty us, we pray. Empty us of all that prevents us from hearing what you want us to hear. Empty us of our preconceptions, our preoccupations, and our prejudices. Empty us that we might be filled with your spirit and your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, ushers. We all think about the aging process. When do you know you're officially old? Here are some guidelines. Think about it. If your age is revealed and someone responds, you must be kidding, I would never have guessed it. No, not yet. If your age is revealed and someone responds, you don't look anywhere near that age. Still not yet. If your age is revealed and someone responds, you're the same age as my grandmother. Now it's official. Where did you go wrong? You have become a target. For years, you skated through the numbers. Now you're trapped with no way out. You find yourself staring down the barrel of a loaded weapon used to hunt down old people. You've been assigned to a member of some circle as a senior adult there to connect with at least once a month to find out if you're doing well and feeling comfortable in your elderly condition. They even compliment you on the wisdom you've acquired over your many years when they know good and well that you've forgotten most of it. To be sure, aging is inevitable, and it's terminal. Unless you're a part of the omnipotent 3-in-1, you have 2 chances of living forever. One is fat, and the other is slim. Meanwhile, face it. You're crowding the world. After all, there are babies to be born in civilization that's advancing far more rapidly than we'd ever like to admit. We senior adults are encouraged to stay out of the way of the oncoming traffic of expanding technology and progress, lest we get run over by the speeding social media influencer. Face it, there was a time when the wheel and fire were all the rage. Now everybody takes them for granted. And I remember when our principal modes of transportation were sports cars and sedans and SUVs. Now our basic modes of transportation may be just a cane, a walker, or a wheelchair. I'm just thankful for the days I don't put my clothes on backwards or inside out or both. The good thing about aging is that we're defenders of the past. We all know that fashions come and go, but trust me, they'll be back. This generation calls them bootcut jeans, but we all know they're just plain old bell-bottom pants. In the past, I used to go looking for a new dress for a woman's day or pastor's appreciation. But now I just shop in my own closet. There are things we old people just will not tolerate. And we can be sure Taylor Swift every year will win some award at the Grammys, best female vocalist, best song, best something, and give her her props. However, seasoned music fans came down hard on her for delivering some tired version of September. Their comments were brutal, but she deserved it. No, girl, you may be good, but without earth, wind, and fire, there is no September. Yes, every now and then, we senior adults like to one-up youngsters, and still, we face the reality of aging. Yeah. It's a blessing that God is the master of the seasons of our being. Today, we're honoring those who have walked with God through many stages of life and have led by example and with dignity. They remind us of the richness of age and experience. Each day is God's gift to us, and each day offers us the vision of passing time. Those blessed with many years have a greater amount of time to experience the joy of new beginnings, but they also have lived to see the closing of many chapters. My sermon title comes with affection from someone in this church family, Mrs. Georgia Robinson Thomas, who shared so much with me about her father, Professor Freeman Robinson. His friends called him Professor as a title of endearment. His years numbered close to 102. He was never promised long life and good mental health, but God granted them anyway. His strongest desire was to live a good life, and he prayed, Lord, let my last days be my best days. Living past 100 puts us in touch with some unbelievable times. We lose so much over the years. Every loss makes us painfully aware that for a while, God did allow us to walk in the joy of those relationships and experiences. But to the extent that we love, to that extent, will we grieve? Yeah. Grief has its work to do. And the Lord knows that. And he pulls us close to him so we can rest for a while. He collects our tears in a jar he keeps on his mantle. So we know that our tears are special to him. He stores our memories, memories we will cherish for years to come. And God takes the empty spaces left from our loss and fills them with hope. That's what gives us strength to move from one degree of grace to the next. We continue to love. We learn anew how good it feels to laugh. And we keep inspiring others to put one foot ahead of the other until they finally stand up against the swelling currents of sorrow. And we hear the words of Paul, I will still show you a more excellent way. As we age, we worry about being diminished or becoming irrelevant. We don't know sometimes where we're going in relation to where we've been. We know aches and pains. We live with dropping things or having trouble opening jars. It takes a couple of three attempts to get me out of a chair. Yet there's work to be done and the harvest is plentiful. But the laborers, still a few. The Lord expects us to show up for work, same as always.
Yeah.
Our duties may change, but each of us has assignments tailor-made for our abilities and capabilities. Most seniors I know are still on mission. The definition of senior adults should be more involved and beautiful than age alone. We surrendered our youth to Jesus, and we live our later years in that same surrender. And now we have more life to submit and more joy to expect. And that joy is radical. It's even more radical if we came to love the Lord later in life. In our scripture lesson, Solomon now has reached the age where he advises his son on how to grow in obedience to God's laws. Solomon tells his son not to forget God's commands. Notice he didn't say remember God's command. That's a matter of choice.
All right.
Deciding not to forget God's command is an act of duty. It is an act daily of a discipline and conscious commitment because we write God's command on our hearts. Every day of our lives, we wake up with a word in our spirit because we know it by heart. Imagine the years of a senior adult who has lived so long making decisions to keep God's laws close. It means that they have become a seasoned child of God.
Yeah.
And God's word is internalized and more personal. In his maturity, Solomon had a story to tell. Solomon could speak with authority about straying from the word because in his efforts to please all his wives and concubines with their program of pagan worship and pagan temples, his mind just became too preoccupied to be concerned about not forgetting. Our hearts can stray from God. However, Jesus always waits for us to come safely home. On the other side of repentance, we find that our heart is the first thing that returns to the source of our creation. From age to age, God never changes. So when we return from our wanderings, we are restored to right relationship with God as if we had never been away. My past respect for God's command to be compassionate is one thing that makes me strive never to forget. I began my teaching career in my hometown of Magnolia, Mississippi. I was in my early 20s. At prayer meeting one night, one of the elder deacons stood up to offer a praise. He announced that his son had been appointed vice president of Dallas. I thought that was hilarious. That wasn't until the whole church shouted, "Amen." Did not hear what that deacon just said. Come to find out, I was the one not listening. I got the humor, but I missed the pride and the praise. The church knew that deacon probably left out a word or two that should have been there, or put in a word or two that shouldn't have been there, and they could sort that out later. But right now, this man of God and his family had received a fantastic blessing, and it was worthy of praise.
All right.
The correct information was that his son had been appointed vice president of Dallas National Bank. What he said when he shared that good news with our church family didn't diminish the blessing one iota. In my rush to judgment, I missed the celebration completely. I chose to laugh at this faithful deacon instead of joining in the jar and into the joy and the honor of God. And we may find ourselves missing our blessings because we do not honor the blessings of others. Do we mentally or physically dismiss senior adults because they prattle on and on, or because they act like they don't know what they're talking about, what they're saying makes no sense? Are we that busy or so easily annoyed that we can't connect on some heart level with a senior adult who wants to engage us in conversation? Think how often senior adults listen to young adults go on and on about their accomplishments, the achievements of their kids, even showing pictures as they talk. We may not even understand the significance of the award they're so excited about, but it's delightful to them. And we listen because listening with affection still is a mighty good way to love.
Yeah.
And another chance for someone to know we care. One of our greatest struggles was the issue of memory loss and aging friends and loved ones. It's especially difficult when that memory loss is due to Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
We never get used to the advancing phases of Alzheimer's. We just learn to love our loved ones through the changes.
Yeah.
The time will come when they can't recall your name, and then they forget altogether who you are. Sometimes it's hard to hold back tears, but may I suggest that you not cry for them, at least not yet. You don't know the conversations they have every day with God. You didn't hear the funny story Jesus shared with them that made them giggle inside. You have yet to board the old ship of Zion, and they have a first-class ticket. They now are enjoying both sides of eternity. They may not remember you, but they remember the one who saved and redeemed them. They know the delight of years of answered prayers and fulfilled promises. And now Jesus prays with them for us to one day experience the joy they feel every moment in the presence of the Lord. And guess what? They no longer fear death, because death is just a gateway to glory. If we want our last years to be our best years, fall in love with God. That relationship is what makes us love others and teaches us to love ourselves. Learn to adore Scripture. Know what it feels like to thirst after knowledge. Know for a fact that without an understanding of God's word, we will experience spiritual starvation. Pray until the words fall from our lips like raindrops. Forget that church lover's checklist. Give up trying to live a perfect life. All we really need to do is know the perfect Savior.
Yeah.
Stop trying so desperately to live right and focus on the right relationship with God. After all, we have no righteousness of our own. All righteousness is imputed righteousness. All faith is a gift. All we ever have and all we ever experience is because of God's grace upon us. Great wisdom is gained from knowing how truly small we are when we consider how great our God is. We'll never truly know God until we lose sight of our own shadow. We stand in the shade of God's tremendousness.
Yeah.
And I thank God that the years of our lives are not just a tally. Yeah. Our true ages are tucked safely away in God's care so that our spirits will never grow old. Mm. We're blessed to wear our white hair like a crown. Mm. We surrender our lives to the Lord and learn to be obedient servants, ready to do the work of the kingdom while it is still day. With a never-ending supply of bread from heaven, we can be filled with God's goodness all the days of our lives. We senior citizens now know what it means to ask God for a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Yeah.
We may not be able to do things we were able to do in past years, but we thank God for letting us still stand.
Yeah.
We remember how many times the Lord brought us through. How many times he healed our bodies and mended our broken spirits.
Yeah.
Above all, the Lord forgave our sin that we may walk in right relationship with him and with one another. In our youth, we couldn't wait to grow up. Our middle years were the prime of our lives, and we wanted to hold on to those experiences as long as possible. But almost before we knew it, we're in retirement. In retirement, everybody wants to help us run our lives. Hmm. I call it assisted living because people stay too long in our business. I want to shout out like Professor Freeman Robinson. People, I get this. I got it. I'm retired, not retarded. Aging is a process. It presses home the message that we need to downsize. Our memory fails us at the most embarrassing moments. And somehow we dread that day when, oh, the worst. What if they take away my car keys and my driver license? However, we can take comfort in the words of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "We do not lose heart.
Yeah.
Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day." That's right, we're being renewed daily. And God expects us to show up for work every day.
Come on,
no time for loneliness and boredom. I must get up and get moving.
Yeah.
Okay, three rocks forward and I'm up out of that chair. And I keep going in my life until I reach the next level in aging.
Yeah.
There's a joy that comes from being obedient. How sweet to realize that it's easier to choose the path of righteousness. Sin gives too many options. There's just so many ways to sin. And life is too short to try them all. Honestly, it's an exhausting and miserable way to live. Even sadder is that when we forget the fact that only what we do for Christ will last. So I'm content with my lot in life. You may have all this world, but give me Jesus. We older Christians tend to spend more and more time in prayer because we have more to be thankful for, more others to pray for. We're more dependent on the Creator for our life needs. And there will always be places to go and people to lead to Christ. We senior adults have lived with a lot of uncertainty in our lifetime, and we're eager to see the world transformed by the Savior. We may not live to see some of the prayers answered, but we know the Lord is rearranging his creation for what is good.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, God said it is good, and God has not changed God's mind. And me, I think about the many who prayed for me and never lived to see my transformation. And I'm at peace. Friends, my prayer for you is that your last days will be your best days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. At this time, we invite you to Christian discipleship. The door of the church remains open to all who accept Christ's invitation to join the family of God. We understand that a person can answer the gospel call at any time, not just at the end of a sermon. We pray today is a good day for you to accept Christ as your personal Savior, or at least ponder the call in your heart. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to unite with the family of God here at Ebenezer. Or we can assist you in finding a church home where you may enjoy the blessings of membership with another congregation. If you're watching with us online and would like to meet with our senior pastor, please put your name and contact information in chat. Won't you come? It's an opportunity now to come.
We offer Christ to you, oh my brother.
We thank God for the Reverend Dr. Janice Bryan and her powerful message. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to hear her words and to hear what she shared with us about God. It reminded me of a woman in the church I served in Chicago, the late Elvira Avery. She was in a nursing home, and I went to visit her on the first Sunday to serve communion. And prior to the prior Sundays, she would remember me. When I came in this particular Sunday, she didn't know who I was. And But after I read the scripture, I said, Mrs. Avery, I want to sing There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. And I started singing that hymn. She started singing it with me. She didn't remember me, but she knew all the words to that hymn. God is working in our seniors all the time. And thank you, Dr. Bryan, for reminding us of that. God bless you. Let us prepare now for the benediction. Thank you, seniors, for leading us today. Thank you, Sister Georgia Nell Thomas. You can give them a hand. Sister Georgia Nell Thomas, for your service. And please remember our announcements for the week.
We might not be able to do what we once did, but we can.